Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
What's up, everybody? You tuned in to the Jeff Thomas Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. And today I was supposed to have some special guests on the show, but I decided to go against it and save it for another day, maybe next week. Of course, this is Black Men Talking Wednesdays. And so I got some stuff I want to get off my chest right off the rip. I'm not going to waste any time with this. You know, the constant gunning down of black men is just getting old. It's getting old. And I said I wasn't going to use the word black. I was going to use the word person. And that's very difficult right now. But in Waukegan, Illinois, we had a young man who was gunned down in front of his girlfriend. Getting out of the car with his hands up. Then we had the shooting in Philadelphia just the other day. I mean, this is just getting outrageous. Just getting outrageous. Like, if you get stopped in a traffic stop by a police officer, you don't know if you're going to come home alive or not. It's crazy. What are we supposed to do? I mean, who are these people that are police officers that are just so trigger happy just to shoot targets? I mean, let's just talk about the situation in Philadelphia. And I mean, and we know the young man, Walter Wallace Jr., who was gunned down. And I talked about this yesterday just a little bit on the podcast. But, you know, we had the young man who had some mental issues. So let's just, common sense should kick in. So, you know, if somebody's walking very aggressively and they're upset and you know, and they're walking towards you. Now, they were telling him to comply. I understand that. But obviously there's some mental issues going on. There's something happening there. And I'm trying to figure out where was the tasers? You mean to tell me a man has a knife in his hand and you can't use a taser to subdue him? I just find it unreal. But the police, the Philadelphia police, didn't have tasers. But what exactly are we funding the police for if they aren't issued tasers? Every last one of them should have a taser. We fund out billions of dollars to the police department, and you mean to tell me the Philadelphia Police Department does not have tasers? It's crazy. And it's outright ridiculous. The young man's gunned down in front of his mother. I mean, are you serious? He's 20 feet away, according to them. Come on, did he lunge at them? No. I can see it on the video. I see him make a lunge at the police officers. And then they shoot him multiple times. Why? How many shots does it take? And then you're shooting around people. I mean, this is getting outrageous. I don't care what's going on. And I don't want to hear that stuff about black lives don't matter, the black people, the black community. Get the hell out of here with that. We're talking about law enforcement officers who are paid by the citizens to work, to serve and protect the citizens, not gun citizens down. Don't give me that foolishness, because I've seen numerous videos where police have not subdued people of different persuasion of color, chased people down, and they still have not shot them. They've chased down women and, men who were irate, mentally ill, whatever the case, they've given them all sorts of chances to live. But this is getting outrageous. This is getting tiring. There should not be any shootings of any citizens. And are you, obviously they don't care, because obviously the news has been around. You've seen all the riots, everything that's taking place. You have to start thinking. The hell are you doing? Or you just want to do it. You want to have target practice. We're not your target practice. We're not the ones that you don't. You go shoot on the range somewhere. Go shoot some deer. We're not target practice. Leave us alone. It's time out for this. Start thinking. What are y'all doing? I mean, what's the training? Damn, we shoot to kill? Are we American citizens? I mean, what is it? Time out for this. How many times are we going to go through this? Law enforcement sometimes are very reckless. They become very reckless. But this is getting disheartening. Time out for it. Not some animal that you just take target practice and shoot. We're not. It's a 50-50 chance if we get stopped by some officers, we're going to come home alive or not. We just don't know as black men. We don't know. We're going to leave that traffic stop alive. We have to put our hands on the steering wheel. We have to slowly move. We have to tell the officers, I'm going into my glove compartment I'm reaching up in my visor to get my registration. These are the things we have to do. We're scared of traffic stops because we don't want to get shot and killed. You're spending too much time watching these damn movies or whatever you're doing. I don't know what the training is. I'm pissed. I'm highly upset. And I don't want to hear any excuses for people saying, well, he did this. Well, he did that. He moved that. Get out of here. I don't want to hear it. There's too many excuses. There's too many people dead, and I'm tired of hearing about it. There comes a point in time when there has to be some change with this. To George Floyd and riots all around the United States and protests all around the world to bring attention to this matter. And it's still happening. You saw what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Man is walking away from the police officer. And where's the knife all the time? There's always something about a knife. Because the gun's not there, so now it's a knife. You shoot the man in the back. In front of his kids. You're shooting around the kids too, you idiot. What the hell is going on here? This has to stop. It needs to stop immediately. I mean, what are we supposed to do as black people? What is a black man supposed to do? You can't do anything. You can't get upset. You have to control your emotions. But we see white people all the time acting crazy towards the police and nothing happens to them. We have to control ourselves. Really out of control. Fear for your life. You shouldn't be a police officer. That's what you did. You took an oath to serve and protect. Man up then. You mean to tell me you can't subdue someone? Two of you all. Two. I'm not saying you go, you know, knife because that's dangerous. I understand that. But if he's mentally ill, you got to start thinking. Obviously, something's wrong with this man. If he's still walking towards you, there's something wrong. Everything happened with Meek Mills. The police in Philadelphia said Meek Mill pulled a gun on him. Meek Mills would be dead today. Hear that foolishness? He'd be gone. Lies. Time out for this, man. For real, y'all need to check yourself. Y'all need to. Police officers out here, you road cops that's out here shooting people, taking practice on black men coming into the black communities. What's going on with the training? What's happening with that? That needs to be revamped. I don't want to hear nothing from presidents or whatever. I don't want to hear none of that garbage. I don't want to hear none of these phony campaigns. I don't want to hear none of that. I want to hear how you're going to reform law enforcement in the United States of America. That's what I want to hear. Police reform. And I understand we need law enforcement. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. For the police officers that are great, love it. I love you guys. Got nothing but love and respect for you guys. For you ones out there that just want to take target practice on people, man, you need to kick back. You need to kick back, kick rocks. You need to be off the force. It's time for those officers to start holding them accountable. You need to. It's time to start holding those rogue officers accountable for the things they do and the murders that they commit, because to me it's murder. And I'm never gonna ever, unless I see something that's obviously wrong or justified, side with that. Not gonna do it. We're talking about what happened in Waukegan, Illinois. It's crazy. Young man, let me find my notes real quick, because man, I'm hot today, for real. I'm hot today. I'm pissed off. This is wrong. It needs to stop today. It needs to stop. Marcellus Stinnett, 19 years old. Tafara Williams, gunned down outside of the apartment. We're talking about Waukegan, Illinois. Really close community. About 90,000 people or so. Young man and young lady, they had a 7-month-old child. 7 months. He was gunned down, shot and killed. The police officer knew him. He knew him. He recognized him because I guess the young man had some issues with the law before, and he knew who this young man was, and he shot him. He wounded the young lady. They begged for their lives. He was on the ground. The officer dragged him while he was on the ground. The young lady claims that they wanted them to bleed out. Imagine that. That's what's being reported. That was by the Washington Post. Imagine that. A young man is shot. The first thing you should do is call for the ambulance. That's the first thing you should do. But he knew that young man. Interesting. Very interesting. So what was his motive? Why did he do that? You took somebody's life. This is not some game that you're playing. It's not some video game that you're playing. It's not Call of Duty. It's not that other thugged out game. I can't even think of the garbage name. I can't even think of that one violent game that's being played all the time. But this is ridiculous, man. And it's time out for it. It's going on too long. And it at some point, it has to stop. Somebody tell me when. I'm wondering when. Wondering when we're going to stop killing unarmed black men. Shooting helpless unarmed black women. I wonder when it's going to happen. What do we have to do? else, the perception, this racist perception of black men as being violent for predators. Bullshit. That is bullshit. I'm calling it like it is right now because I'm pissed off. People can be mad today. I'm mad. Emotion, I'm ranting. Yeah. I ain't ranting. I'm kicking some truth. I got to say what I got to say today. I'm not holding nothing back because this is going on too long. We've been stereotyped as black men too long. If you're a racist and if you're a bigot and you want to take target practice on black men, you don't need to be on the police force. You need to be doing something else. This is getting ridiculous. At some point, excuse me, at some point, somebody's had to take a stand on something. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. I'm just like, I'm flabbergasted because this is just continues to happen. You have to start thinking, analytical thinking. What happens in this situation? What should I do in this situation? Do they teach that? Don't they take psychological exams for the police department? Don't they do interviews? I mean, real interviews. Is this going to stop? I'm just curious. When is it going to stop? When are we going to have people stand up? What is the government? I mean, do we rely on the government? We can't rely on the government. Local governments, I mean, what? Now, the police officer, here's what's interesting. Now, the police officer in Waukegan was fired immediately by the mayor. It just so happens that the mayor knew the young man that was killed. He knew him when he was a young child. So it's personal for him because he knows him. This is what I'm saying. This is the craziness. This is the foolishness. So I'm wondering what this police officer's record was. He's been on the force for 5 years. So I'm wondering what was his record in the police department? Did he ever get charged with misconduct on any level? Was it just swept underneath the rug? Did he finally kill somebody? And we just happen to know about this case where he killed somebody. We don't know what he's done to other people. I'm just saying. I'm just asking the question. But this is getting outrageous. This is a time we need some swift action. I'm telling you, taxpayers, you all need to wake up on this. I'm going to be really, really honest with you. Let's start waking up. Because when you have an officer-involved shooting and it's a wrongful shooting, you're costing. You're being taxed these dollars that's paid out. Okay? The money is being paid out for these lawsuits because you can guarantee it's going to be lawsuits all across the board. You're going to pay out some millions. That's your money. Your taxpayer dollar going out. So if you're okay with your taxpayer dollar going out, wrongful shootings, that's crazy. I'll give you a case in point. Laquan McDonald here in Chicago a few years ago that got gunned down. Maybe about 5 years ago that got gunned down in the street. $5 million the city paid out. That's $5 million of the taxpayer money that's gone because of a police misconduct and just doing stupid shit. Now, you paid out $5 million. That $5 million could be going into the parks. It could be going to the school system. It could be going somewhere positive. But you got these rogue police officers that's out here doing crazy stuff. That's what I'm saying. So that needs to change. It needs to change. And it needs to change today. You got to start waking up. That's your money going down the drain. And I'm pretty sure they probably still collecting their pensions. All that stuff. See, that's when it'll stop. When you start attacking them pensions and all that stuff, police shootings will go down tremendously. Tremendously. But it's time to wake up. It's time to get with the program, people. I'm telling you right now, it's time to wake up. It's time to get with the program. It's time to stop being silent. It's time to stop looking the other way. Because see, it won't be a problem until the police start shooting unarmed white people. That's when it's a problem. See, it would be an epidemic right now if they were shooting unarmed white males. It'd be something else. Guess what? When they can get away with that, it's a threat to democracy. So if they can shoot black people and justify it, they can just may as well shoot you too and justify it. Think about that. It's happened. Oh, it's happened. I'm just saying it's time to wake up. It's time for you to recognize that black people matter. We are human beings, as you already know. And if you don't know, you need to get your ass off the police force if you don't know. Or if you don't understand that. You like us when we're little kids. You have no problem with that. Up till we become young adults, teenagers, that you all of a sudden get scared. What the hell is wrong with you? Some common sense in your damn head. You have black officers on the force. What do you think about them? I wonder. You won't say it out loud. Time out for this bullshit. Excuse my language today, but I'm pissed off. So I have to go in today. This is just getting outrageous. It's stupid. It's ridiculous that we're constantly going through the same old thing with people who are paid to serve and protect us. We're paying these people to serve and protect us, and they're killing us. How about that? 19-year-old man gone. 27-year-old man gone. Their life, with a life ahead of them, their life is now gone. They have children that they left behind. Their father was gunned down by the hands of the police department. Imagine that. I have to constantly ask the question. Now, I'm not going to be too long today because I got some other stuff that I got to get done. And I just wanted to come on and talk about that because I know we're supposed to have our regular show. But man, the Jeff Thomas Show today is just not, it's just not feeling it today. For real. It's just not feeling it. What I saw. And then I heard in Waukegan. That they had their body cams off. That's what I heard. So I don't know if that's what I heard from the lawyers that were involved. I heard they had their body cams off. Body cams off? Body cams should never go off. There's no reason for it. Why would you ever have your body cam off? The hell, we paying all this money to fund the police and you got your body cam off. You should have tasers. And your body cam should always be on. All police officers. It should be on all the time. The hell is you turning it off for? Always wondered about that. Why would you turn off your body cam? Why don't you have tasers? Completely just ridiculous to me. I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of it. This happened too much. I have sons. I don't want them to be riding and driving. I don't even want to give them a car to drive while they this age. Because I don't want them to be involved or engaged with the police. Because you always target our kids. That's how we have to live out here. That's what we're dealing with. It's time out for the BS. I'm sick of it. Sick and tired of it. And I, you know, this election, I don't know what this election is going to do. Got to thwart this off. I doubt if it does anything to help for it. We had a black president and that didn't do it. And we still had officer involved shootings and beatings. And we saw what happened in Baltimore. I mean, we've had all kinds of stuff. Don't matter who the president is. It seems people need to be held accountable for what they do. And if they, at any moment, do something wrong to citizens, they should be prosecuted at the top of the law, harsher than people, than regular civilians, because you are the police. And you should know that you have to serve and protect the citizens and not be judge and jury and executioner all at the same time. Where does that happen at? It's not RoboCop. It's the Jeff Thomas Show, man. I just want to come for a few minutes. I really had a show plan. A whole layout plan for black men talking Wednesdays. But today, man, I was just feeling, and I apologize for some of the language some of the people may have, but today I'm just not feeling good today because I'm tired of people, brown men. I ain't talking about no black men, brown men being shot down and killed in the streets for things that could be diffused a different kind of way. That's all. Things could be diffused a different kind of way. Doesn't always have to result to deadly force. There should be some thinking involved before you take a life, which is why we say Black Lives Matter, because it seems that it does not matter when you shoot us down on the ground for the same situations that our Caucasian counterparts don't get shot and killed for. It's obvious. It's obvious. So what are we going to do? What are our police chiefs going to do? I mean, in Waukegan, you got a black mayor. Philadelphia, you have a black police chief. Interesting. You have these people in position of power, and we still have stuff happening. Imagine that. We have people in positions of power as African-American people, brown people, and we still getting shot down. We still getting killed. Still happening. But it just makes me wonder. I have to wonder about that. So I'm going to let this go for today. Tomorrow we have Relationship Thursday. Join us tomorrow for Relationship Thursday here. Talking love, talking relationships. So I'm going to go for today. And people, you all have a wonderful, blessed, safe day. Wear your mask. Please do. Wear your mask. Subscribe to our show right here. And I will see you all tomorrow. Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time. Peace.